The next skeptical scenarios that Descartes introduces are intended to call into doubt even the very simple truths that one can perceive clearly and distinctly. Descartes begins by admitting that he believes in an all-powerful creator, and by acknowledging that, at least sometimes, this creator allows him to be deceived. Think basic sense deception again. This all-powerful creator would certainly have had the power to make it the case that even things that are clearly and distinctly perceived were not true. I could have been made with a systematic error so that every time I try to count the sides of a square, I get 4, even though there are really only 3 such sides. Space and time might just appear to exist due to the way that the Creator made me, even though in reality there are no such things. Descartes dismisses the reply that God would not have allowed man to be so fundamentally deceived by pointing out that everyone must admit that at least occasionally God allows us to be deceived. So if, like Descartes, you're willing to admit the existence of an all-powerful creator, then you must admit that you could have been created in some such systematically deceptive way, and therefore that you have grounds for doubting even those claims which you clearly and distinctly perceive to be true. But what if you don't want to admit the existence of an all-powerful creator? What if you think that you exist due to fate or chance? One would still have to admit, no matter what the ultimate cause of your existence, that it could be the case that you were created in such a way that you systematically misrepresent the nature of things to yourself, so that even the clearest and most distinct beliefs may be false.